Then I turned to the sports page, and the Mets had blown it in the 13th inning. Papers can't make losing look like winning. I think the Phillies took it 5-4. There it was on the sports page. Only page that takes a firm position. Kind of like an honest politician. The kind you hardly find anymore. In fact, let's face it, the sports page is the only place to go when a fella wants to know the score.
It is time to talk sports, right?
Yeah.
Kyle is away. We're hoping to hear from him, but Fred is joining us this morning. Fred Friedman, welcome.
Hey, guys. Hi, Heidi. Hi, John. How are you folks today?
Good.
Doing good. Doing good. What's going on in the world, Fred?
Like everybody else, trying to stay healthy. I hope there's baseball. I'm skeptical. Hope there's football. I'm very skeptical. But that's it. I do have an interesting trivia question, though, for you two. This is right out of the New York Times. What is Hall of Fame reliever Bruce Sutter, crazy outfielder Manny Ramirez, Kansas City pitcher Brett Saberhagen, and Bobby Bonilla have in common?
Oh, my gosh.
You'll never get it. So here's the answer, because it's right out of the business section.
Ooh.
All played for $125,000 a year in exchange for getting $1.2 million every year after retirement until 2028. In other words, their money grew by them playing for $125,000.
Wow.
And now they're all making $1 million every year from their teams.
Nice little pension.
Isn't that something? As opposed to Jack Clark and Rollie Fingers, who do not have a dime.
Hmm. So we're talking a little bit of baseball here, and I hear you got you're a little skeptical now. What's doing this to you?
I think because the corona is way up in the Sunbelt states and California and Arizona and Texas and Florida. Those are all major league places. I think you're going to see, of course, with testing going on, you're going to see some people getting sick and worried about them passing it on. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they could pull it off. I'll be watching every day, I admit it. Just kind of skeptical. What do you think? What do you two think?
I don't know. There's been so much negotiating, and yeah, now they want to play those games in those Sun Belt states, but yeah, it's just out of control right now, and there may not be baseball. And, you know, when you look at football, too, like the University of Clemson, didn't they have like 34 players test positive?
One out of four. You're right, John. One out of four. Clemson University, I mean, the national champion two of the last 4 years, one out of four people on the squad is positive for corona.
Yeah, so how on earth do you do football and feel good about it?
Yeah.
Wasn't there something?
Yeah, I don't see how you could control it in the clubhouse, in the locker room. I don't see. And of course, let's be blunt about this. So much money goes into Division I schools, you know, by selling tickets. On the other hand, it's hard to see what's gonna happen. On the other hand, you have the American Pediatric Association. I mean, those are all the pediatric physicians in America saying you gotta open school again. Online learning doesn't work, and you gotta open it up.
Hmm. You know, Fred, when you talk about baseball or football specifically, you think of what, 70? Probably 70 players go to practice. You can't have 70 guys in the shower. They must just going to have to send them home.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, and they.
And there won't be.
I was going to say, Fred, did you see that? Yeah, I think it was yesterday. It came out that 7 Gopher athletes have tested positive.
I did see that, Heidi.
Yeah.
I did see that, and they're not releasing the names. I'm okay with that.
Right.
But I did see that. And a lot of that, of course, is what goes on in the locker room. And yeah, it's. And, of course, the number one question everybody wants to know is, when's this going to end?
Yeah.
You know, and the best answer is, we don't know. I mean, is it cure, vaccine. You know, when's it going to end? Very complicated, and people need this stuff. I mean, they need something to lift their spirits. So between the economy and unemployment and nothing to do and figuring what on earth am I going to do with my kids when the parents are both at work? Is my kid going to be home all day alone? What are we going to do?
Yeah. Oof. So, Fred, explain to me what happens to people like Nelson Cruz and things like that if there is not a season. Do they get their guaranteed salary, or how does it work?
They get their guaranteed salary if there's games. If there's going to be games, they're going to get their salary. So we know that. If there's no games, some of these players, many of these players got an advance more if there's no games. But next year, every renegotiations for contracts start all over. And they could be lower because the salaries will be lower. And, because the income's lower, you know, so I could easily see that happen. But, yes, they start all over with negotiations.
Hmm. Couple ESPY Award winners from Minnesota. Well, I guess Maya Moore didn't win an ESPY, but she was pretty instrumental in getting that man's case thrown out. And
that,
I think he was released
from Missouri out after 18 years in prison, or get him from a new trial. Professional athletes, men and women, consider her the hero.
Yeah,
because she actually gave up something. She's given up a couple of years of her career just to fight for a kid that was probably wrongly convicted of a serious armed robbery. So, yeah, that's quite a thing. And you're right, Nelson Cruz got a big award. All he's done, if you haven't been following the fans, is he bought 100%. He bought fire trucks for dozens of Dominican Republic towns that had no fire engines.
Wow.
That's putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, that is. It's stepping up. And then a young man from Minneapolis who was severely burned in a house fire is a running back. He was he won an award also, a big one. He plays for Mesabi Community College.
I saw that. Is he still there for another year? Yeah. I think he is up at Virginia,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but, you know, we've talked about this before, and I have a passion for community college athletics.
Right.
What is going to happen at community college athletics? How can they have a season? I mean, how can they have a football team? How can they have a basketball team? We're not talking Clemson facilities. We're talking a locker room that's, you know, the size of a modern apartment.
And you can't have community colleges who have a full-time position. So, you know, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So everything's a little shaky.
So, but that kid is heroic. What that kid's gone through, you take a look at him and listen to him talk and his family to survive that fire, which his sister did not, in playing ball. Wow.
Yeah. Lost four fingers.
Wow.
Tough.
Yeah.
So, Fred, there has been a strong effort in the Northland to come up with some trivia that would stump Fred Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi asked me earlier how I felt about it. I don't think that you can stump Fred Friedman, but we have. You have been stumped a few times.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm capable. I say I don't know when I don't know.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So we have a new source. This comes from my brother's friend Dave Anderson, who apparently is the trivia guy. And I checked it out with the senior correspondent. He said, definitely, let's ask these questions and see how Fred responds. Okay.
All right, go ahead.
In 1963, the MVPs from the National League, the American League, the NFL, and the old AFL all wore the same number. What was the number, and who were the players?
The number's 32. And, of course, Jim Brown, greatest football player that ever lived. Now, you want to know who they are. Would you name the sport, and I'll take a guess. Just name the sport, Heidi.
Yeah, you got the NFL, so now we need the National League.
32, National League. I'm going to pass on that. Keep going. I'm going to go back to that. I know the American League. It's Elston Howard.
Yeah, and AFL.
Cookie Gilchrist.
Yes.
That's a real hard question.
Wow.
Are you joking? Because I've never heard of Cookie Gilchrist.
Fullback for the Buffalo Bills.
So we've got.
I am stunned. I am stunned you do not know the National League.
Number
32.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. Just give me a couple seconds.
Are you on your computer?
Oh, no. No, you can't do it that fast. No, I'm not. Okay, I'm waiting. My wife wants to go for a walk, because I'm going for a walk as soon as we leave. Go on, who?
Number.
Sandy Koufax.
What sport?
Baseball. Sandy Koufax.
Oh, I was going to get to him.
He blew it there, John.
Well, he said, what's the answer?
I was setting you up for the tease. Yes. Don't you have other sports? Is basketball in there, too?
Nope, that's it.
Was Wilt Chamberlain 32? No.
No. Well, no. This is in, you know, the specific year, 1963, and they were all MVPs.
But okay, too. I know, but this is a good trivia question. What was Wilt Chamberlain's number? Was it Bill Russell was 6, wasn't he?
Bill Russell was 6. I don't know, was Chamberlain 13 maybe?
Oh yeah, he might have been 13. Might have been 13.
Okay, now we got a couple of great hockey questions for you here, Fred. I know you love these. Who is the only NHL player to win the MVP award in his first season, but not Rookie of the Year?
Boy, I don't know. Gretzky?
Yeah, there you go. 1980, Wayne Gretzky. Then the next question, who's the only NHL player to win MVP of the playoffs and then the following year win Rookie of the Year?
That's a tough one. The guy from Pittsburgh, the Steelers, that Nova Scotia kid. I can't think of his name right now.
I'll give you a clue. It's Montreal.
Oh, one of the Richard brothers?
No. Yeah, he put pads on.
No. Don't know. Who?
Ken Dryden.
Oh, Ken Dryden, goalie.
Yeah.
Who was the goalie? Yeah, sure. He was. That's a good one. Go ahead.
Okay, so the next one. Who's the only switch hitter to win the Cy Young Award?
That's a trick question. That's Vita Blue. Pitcher.
And the final one, what are the only two numbers retired by the Minnesota North Stars, and who were they?
One is that Masterson, that kid that got killed on the ice. Yeah. Bill Masterson, maybe?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to know the other one, Heidi.
Okay. So Masterson was number 19, and Bill Goldsworthy, number 8.
Oh, that's a good one.
Old Goldie, the Goldie Shuffle.
So John and Heidi, before you leave, I want to tell you this. 57 years ago today, July 2, 1963, one of the greatest pitching performances of all time, the Giants against the Braves, Juan Marichal against Warren Spahn, 16 innings. The score 1-0.
Wow.
In the bottom of the 16th, Willie Mays hit a home run off Warren Spahn. 0 relief pitchers. Both pitchers pitched over 250 pitches. No relief pitching, no warming up, no anything. When they wanted to take Alvin Dark, the manager, wanted to take Marichal out, he says, "You got a 41-year-old throwing on the other side, and I'm 23. There's no way you're going to humiliate me by taking him out."
Wow. Yeah, there were no pitch counts.
16 innings, 1-0.
No pitch counts. No 80 pitch counts.
None of that nonsense, you know.
All right, enjoy your walk, Fred.
Thanks. Great to hear from you guys. Be safe, everybody.